It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guide.
Welcome. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, thanks for tuning in. It's the weekend, and we're in the middle of October. And, gee, I hope you're enjoying some of this beautiful fall weather. There's a little snap in the air every morning when I get up. But Mother Nature sent me a cold. You can probably hear it in my voice, but I'm going to make it through. I'm just working on it and getting through. So maybe Bob will do all the talking today, and I'll just go, mm-hmm, or I don't know. But anyway, I'm Jop. He is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking?
Hey, thanks, buddy. Yeah, sorry to hear you're down with the weather. I was going to go see one of my kids and a couple grandkids, and they said they're all sick.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, we're not coming over.
Right. Yeah. Yep. I'm not bringing it to you. Keeping my distance this morning.
I don't need to continue that loop. Let it end in your house. Kill it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do really love this cooler weather. I notice, though, the older I get, the more I'm a little cold sometimes, you know. Yeah. I just don't quite have the
circulation you used to have.
No, yeah. Especially my right hand. When I sliced putting that steel roof on, I was up hunting last weekend. Cold and wet, by the way.
Yeah.
And that's probably what leads to this conversation. But years ago, I started that woodshed, that lean-to thing that I'm now expanding. And I didn't.
You've been doing that for a year, too, though. So, yeah, it's all years.
Right? Well, when you work by yourself.
I understand.
And it's kind of how it goes. Those logs are heavy.
Yeah.
But I learned that when you do metal roofing, Conrad, that you want to wear leather gloves.
Oh. Sure. Absolutely.
Ouch. And
I had a piece of steel sliding off the roof, and I thought it'd be good to catch it instead of dent it. And it pinned my hand right up against the tree, and it right in between my pointer and my thumb, it sliced right in there deep.
Yeah.
Right into the nerves. And so my trigger hand is frozen. Even in the summer, it's cold.
Yeah.
Wow.
Figure that one out.
Yeah.
But we did, Paul and I went up to Whipple, and we sat around and tried to stay dry a lot of the time. And of
course, in a tent or a camper?
Tent. When it's windy and rainy, the deer are hunkered down.
Sure.
So, I mean, we found something to do anyway. We built a lean-to. It was kind of a cob job of some old tarps. And we built a fire and stayed dry, and it was nice.
But so you were in the lean-to?
Under a lean-to, with
a fire going.
My whole life right now is lean-tos.
That sounds like me maybe trying to use my pellet smoker in my garage. Similar, right? Build a fire under a roof and then see what happens.
Yeah. Right? Well, the good news is it, you know, it was nice and high, so it kept the rain off us, and we didn't get smoky.
Good, good.
Yeah. The next week when I go up, I'm going to bring a good tarp up, and I'm going to make a really nice weather break.
Because
it's breaking the weather to the north.
Okay.
And that's just a great place to break it.
Sure.
You know,
you predominate.
Coming off that lake, it's cold.
Yeah.
And we do like sitting outside and having a fire, but you don't have to be freezing on the backside.
So when's the next trip up there?
Next weekend.
Next weekend.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. So you didn't get any deer this first round, but
dude, they were just hunkered down.
Yeah.
I finally saw some the last day. It got nice, and I had 10 does blow by me. I think the guy next door took a shot.
Yeah.
And I heard this rumbling, sounded like buffaloes coming, and they were just hauling. You know what?
Right. Yep.
But that was exciting because you can only sit there so long and not see deer and say, gee, I'm hunting.
Right.
No, I'm daydreaming. I'm just wondering how I'm going to finish all those logs.
Keep your strap on tight in case you kind of nod off. But if it's cold, you don't just generally do that.
Well, and that's a good blind to have a strap on because that one's 22 feet in the air.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
But the view is spectacular.
Oh, sure.
Spectacular, right? I moved my camera into a much better spot. You know, it's got the cell phone hookup on it. So I was placing it before where I thought I had a signal, and I found some better spots in the center of the lot that had a signal, and now I'm where I want to be. So the first thing I got the next day was a picture of a doe looking at that camera, just her nose right up against it.
Yeah.
It was kind of cute.
Yeah, must be she could smell you.
Yeah, must be. But later on in the show, we're going to talk about some things for the fall, and one of the things I found was the fall sangria.
Really?
And I guess we could cover that right now. My daughters love sangria, and they've kind of gotten me to like it.
I don't mind it if it's not too sweet.
Yeah.
If it's sweet, I'm not a big fan. But
well, what I've found is there are hardly sangrias anymore. They've got so many concoctions they put in them, and this is probably a typical example, but it's got a couple pomegranates, which I love pomegranate juice, but you got to use the whole pomegranate. Of course, some sugar, a pear, an apple, and 750 milliliters of red wine.
That'd be a bottle.
Like Pinot Noir.
Yep.
And then some triple sec, and then whatever liquor you have extra that you want to get rid of. I know I have a bottle of this green vodka, Conrad, in the basement bar. My neighbor gave it to me. It's got to be 30 years old.
Is it apple or?
No, it's just lime. But it's, you know, food coloring green.
Right.
We used to have a name for that back in college. We called it a trash can.
It's exactly what I'm going to. Yeah. So this is a trash can sangria. Okay, use your leftovers.
Right, yeah. Well, I suppose that, you know, you drink a couple of it, you kind of numb up your taste
you
buds,
care.
And then you don't care.
Dude, I'm telling you, we make them all sorts of different ways, and you've been to plenty of our gatherings.
Yeah.
And there just doesn't seem to be any left when we're done, so
we've
raised a group of lushes.
Yeah.
Is what's happened.
One other thing with the fall. Been doing a lot of barbecues recently. I've had four or five in the last couple weeks. Got a big one on Thursday this coming week. The West Michigan Home Builders Association is having a clay shoot.
Sure.
So there'll be a couple hundred
of
them.
You go to the Sportsman's Club?
Yeah, in Caledonia, yep.
Oh, okay.
And we're a couple hundred of them there. And
That's a big one.
Yeah, and what we're going to do for the first time is bring them a caramel apple cobbler. And this is something that my wife is making. I'm not really a baker. I don't do real good with baking, but we perfected it and given it to the last two or three barbecues.
She's perfected it.
Yes.
Okay. He says we.
I can carry it without dumping it.
I get pulled into the we a bunch with him too.
Yeah. So she's perfected it, and it's really super good. And the again, I'd like to tell you the recipe, but I don't have anything to do with it. She makes it every time, but man, does she have this thing perfected, and it's. You know, we take.
You're gonna bring some ice cream or whipped cream or something.
Whipped cream will be with it, but they're the Gala apples is that what she prefers for the flavor. But they're a little bit tart.
You have to.
And but then she makes a caramel out of butter and
brown sugar.
Oh man,
gotta be good.
And laces it with that, and then
I'm starting to want some.
Puts the dough on top, and then you know you bake it for 45 minutes.
Conrad,
and
you got
like,
a gun? You can't we hook up with some shotguns and run out there and snag some of that?
I just
cobbler?
Don't know if I do these barbecues on the side, and my wife is going to make dessert for one. 100?
200.
200.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
She's a giving person.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, she's got it perfected. So, and in a pan of it feeds about 25. So you've got eight pans of it that she's going to make.
Yeah, that's okay. You have one of those peelers?
Yeah.
Got to have it.
Right, yeah, yeah. And those things work amazing. And
of course, now what we have the other one that's a star. It's a circle with all the little slices, and you just push it down over the apple.
Yeah, right.
I prefer that.
Do you?
Because I like to keep the skin on an apple.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of which, a couple days ago, I went up to an orchard, and I should have brought you some. I took off in a
Well, there's no love. I get it.
But I picked, like, six of those big grain bags. I stopped at the granary and picked the big bags. Six bags of those, and I mean, it only took me an hour.
Yeah.
There were so many apples left.
That you went right out in the orchard and picked them off the tree.
Yeah,
all right, good for you.
Yeah, because this guy he couldn't pick anymore. He's full again, like
I
last year.
Yep, I remember that.
And I just went and just killed it.
Yeah. So you store those? How do you store them?
In my garage.
Okay, all winter.
And then when they
you
start,
you don't worry about their freezing.
No, my garage doesn't freeze.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. It's heated. Yep.
So I keep them over in the third bay by the mule. And it's colder over there.
Yeah.
There's the,
right.
Just the way it is.
It's a little bit further away from the wood furnace.
Yeah. It's a gas furnace. But anyway, I love picking it. It's just wonderful. My sister-in-law joined me, and she's just a hoot. It's right next to her house, and we got to visit with her horses. And
did you give them an apple?
Lots of them.
The horses? Yeah.
Yeah.
They're liking you now.
The funny thing is there's one really cool tree in the midst of those that they didn't pick, and it was like a crisp honey.
All right,
crisp.
Coming up next, do you pickle? Bob does. Stick with us. We'll be back.